Unalaska Community Broadcasting has covered local news for the past 20 years, and to mark that anniversary, KUCB is spending every Thursday of 2019 looking back at our former reporters and sharing some of their stories. This month, we're focusing on Charles Homans, who ran the newsroom from 2006 until 2008. Homans recently sat down with KUCB's Zoe Sobel in New York City to explain how he ended up in journalism.
The two things I had thought about doing was going and working for the Forest Service or something and being a newspaper reporter, and the Forest Service required more education and being a newspaper reporter didn't. So I got a job at a small paper in northeastern Wyoming where I worked for about a year after college, and then from there moved to Washington, D.C. for about another year. And then I ended up between jobs and increasingly out of money after that, and was kicking around Minneapolis, where I'm from, and eventually realized I needed to just go do something. So I went and got a job at one of the fish processing plants in Unalaska. I went to work for Unice as a processor. And while I was out there, I actually knew my predecessor at the radio station, Morris Bracey, who was looking to move on. And I'd totally fallen in love with Unalaska, really, from the minute the plane had sort of descended through the clouds over town.
You knew Morris, so you knew somebody had already worked at the station. You'd been in the community already, but did you have any expectations going into the job?
Not really. I mean, I'd sort of seen one side of town from like working at the processing plant, but hadn't, you see a pretty narrow slice of Unalaska when you're working at Unice. There was so much that was just fascinating to me about the place, and it seemed like a pretty good excuse to just go around and see a lot of stuff and meet people. I think everybody I'd met there in the short time I'd been in town was extremely interesting, and much more interesting than people I'd met anywhere else.
What were the types of stories you were most interested in?
I mean, I was always really interested when sort of interesting things were happening out at sea. And like one advantage, when I worked there, we had such a weak transmitter for KIAL. I think it was 50 watts or something like that. Which meant that, among other things, you couldn't hear it. You couldn't really pick it up in any building that was made out of metal, which was obviously a huge problem because most of the buildings, I think, in town are made out of metal. So, like, some people would listen to us, like, driving in their cars, but, the morning commute in Unalaska is, like, 3 minutes long or something. So we didn't actually have, like, our direct, like, listenership was small enough. A lot of people, I think, heard the news stories when they got picked up by APRN and were rebroadcast on the repeater station for KSKA in town. And so it was sort of like, this is crazy to think about now, but it wasn't, it wasn't really a problem, that great of a problem, if we just shut down the newscast for like actually a pretty long period of time. There were a couple times where I think I checked out for like probably 2 weeks to go like follow some interesting thing that was happening. Like right after I started, there was this car carrier called the Cougar Ace had rolled over on its side through this like crazy ballasting mishap that happened in the North Pacific, sort of south of the Aleutians. And there was a salvage team, and I tried to ride out there with them, but they didn't have any space on any of their boats. But it happened there was a Coast Guard cutter that was coming through town. And so I asked them if I could embed with the Coast Guard cutter, and they said, sure. And so I just kind of took off, and there was no real clearer sense of how long this was going to take. But I was able to do that because our listenership was small enough, and I broadcast updates from the Coast Guard cutter for the time it took them to wrangle this ship and bring it back in. Or you could go out on a fishing boat for a few days and just sort of see how the season was shaping up. And that was really, those were my favorite things to do. It was a chance to see things that you didn't, I don't think most people really have the privilege of seeing, and experiencing just so much of what was interesting about being in the Aleutians and being in the area. And so much of the work and lives of everybody in town is about being on the water for long periods of time that I think you need to. As a reporter, it was important to me to experience that whenever I could, just because it felt like I would be missing something if I didn't.
What was it like in the community when you were there?
It was kind of, it was an interesting, I think, transitional point in time in Unalaska. I think the Derby had closed for the crab fishery the year before. I was there for sort of the first year when the fishing industry was adjusting to what would become, I'm presuming, the way it is now. There were fewer boats in town, and a lot of the, I think, kind of piratical craziness of the industry had been sort of constrained along with that, and some of the bars had closed, but not all of them. you were sort of seeing the second order effects of that, the Derby closure kind of rippling out through the community, which was a lot of one of the things that was, as a reporter, kind of interesting to see at the time, to see how fishermen were kind of dealing with this really huge change in the industry. So it felt like kind of an in-between time, and I think that the town felt a lot different by the time I left than it did when I moved there, but I think that's probably been true of any two-year span of time there. It seems like it's a place that seems to change pretty constantly and pretty profoundly.
Can you tell me a little bit more then about what it was like when you were leaving?
Yeah, I mean, I think it felt like things had sort of domesticated even further by the time I was leaving. I think like when the sports bar had closed down and been remodeled, and that when it reopened, it felt like a much more kind of depressingly civilized place than it had been before. And the Latitudes had closed. It had previously been open as the Elbow Room and had closed and then reopened as Latitudes, I think, around the time I moved there. And it was closing down pretty shortly before I was leaving. I and anybody who was employed in the fishing industry, even as on the slime line, you sort of saw the town initially through the lens of the industry. And I think those bars were such sort of anchors of kind of it was all you did really when you had time off from work. And to me, when those places closed down, or in the case of the sports bar, really changed, it felt like there was like a kind of an end of an era.
What do you think of the station now and where it's come in the past 10 years?
I think it's fantastic. I mean, I think that Lauren and Michael Edenfield before her like deserve an enormous amount of credit for making that happen, because I don't think it would have happened otherwise. It wouldn't have happened on its own. A lot of the other stations in the state had this history of being the sort of primary information source, a means of communication for people who really depended on it. I think that was true certainly in like places like Bristol Bay, Bethel, and there were these stations that had these traditions, had a real important role in the community going back to the 70s, and we didn't have that. And I think that it's a real credit to the people who were running the station when I was there and since to sort of build that and build it into something that's a real asset to the community. Because I think I was always sort of selfishly enjoyed the business of kind of telling stories from the community, because they were, I feel like we had like just fascinating stories to tell the state and the country and ourselves. And I'm glad that the capacity to do that has been expanded so much.
That was Charles Homans, the third reporter in the history of Unalaska Community Broadcasting. Join us each Thursday for the rest of the month, when we'll be re-airing some of his stories as part of our year-long series celebrating the 20th anniversary of KUCB's newsroom. You can also check out Homans' current work in the New York Times Magazine.